Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Monday, coming back from the weekend, and we always talk sports with our friend, the Vin Cerullo.
Vin, how you doing today?
We're doing absolutely great. Jenna, good to see you again.
Awesome.
And Kevin.
Yeah, great to see you too, Vin. Yeah.
So tell us what happened recently with former UConn player Sue Bird.
Ah, for those who are interested, a great starting point. Yeah, absolutely. Sue Bird, the ex-UConn women's basketball star, will be featured in a documentary that will appear in the Sundance Film Festival coming up.
Oh, that's nice. Neat. That's so fun.
So, and that airs on the Sundance Channel, by the way. But this past weekend, our four big hockey schools, Yale, Quinnipiac, Sacred Heart, and UConn, faced off at the XL Center. As it went down, Yale and Sacred Heart lost in the elimination round, leaving UConn and Quinnipiac in the championship game. Once again, it was Quinnipiac taking the trophy for the third time in a row by a 4-3 score over UConn.
They're really unstoppable. They're so good.
They're unbelievable, and really, their program really hasn't been in existence really that long.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah, they are very impressive. But not to let men's hockey the standings skate by us. In Hockey East, there's Boston College and Boston University in a tie for number one, both having an 11-3-1 record in their conference, followed by Maine, Providence, and UConn. On the women's side, we see that UConn is on top, followed by Boston College, Northeastern, Providence, and New Hampshire. In the ECAC men's hockey, Quinnipiac, surprisingly, number one, with Clarkson in a distance behind, followed by Cornell, Colgate, and Union. Sliding over to the women's side, it's Colgate in the number one position, followed by Clarkson, St. Lawrence, Cornell, and Quinnipiac. Shooting over to the men's college basketball, UConn ranked number one. They are 17-2, with number two Purdue, number three, North Carolina, number four, Houston, and number five, Tennessee, as listed in the latest AP poll, which matches the national coaches poll as well. On the women's side in the AP poll, it's South Carolina with UCLA, Colorado, and Kansas State, and then Iowa. But our UConn ladies are ranked number eight after their loss to Notre Dame recently. Just a matter of fact, it was just this past Saturday. The leaders on the UConn squad, though, are Paige Beckers, who averages 20 points per game, Nika Mule, who has 6 assists per game, and my favorite, Aaliyah Edwards, has 58.9% on field goals from the floor. The big thing that everybody's looking at here in the state of Connecticut is concussions. But the spotlight is looking at Fairfield County as they lead the entire state. Sport-related concussions on the interscholastic level seems to be the most common, but they're not the sole reasons for all these concussions. The top towns seem to be Fairfield, Trumbull, and Danbury. The leading sports in concussions are football, ice hockey, rugby, soccer. Boys account for 75% of all concussions, and girls' soccer is recording the most in women's sports.
Wow, because you always think about football, but yeah, these other sports too, any of the contact sports, really.
And here's the funny thing. In the past year, that has changed because originally figure skating was the number one reason for concussions.
Interesting.
Because as the skaters spin, when they come to an immediate stop, unfortunately, the brain does not.
Oh, even if they don't fall?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it hits the side of your skull.
Wow,
yeah,
that's really interesting.
That totally came as a surprise to me.
Yeah.
I fell from number one down to number eight, actually.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
winter sports going strong here in the state of Connecticut, and every Monday we talk sports with our friend, the Vin Cerullo.
Yeah, so Vin, give us some high school girls basketball highlights.
Oh, absolutely, Jenna. Looking at girls basketball, the top teams in high school circuit are number one, Sacred Heart Academy, number two, Holy Cross, number three, St. Joe's, all of which are 12-0. Those three are followed by number four, Newington, number five, Hamden, and two other local schools that are in the top 10 are number nine, Newtown, and number 10, Ridgefield. Some of the top ladies that really need some mentioning are Foreign Faith Doyle, who we've talked about in the past, and just recently sank 4 3-pointers in their win over West Haven.
Wow.
Faith is and should be an all-state player at the end of the season. No question about that. Kate Samater, who plays for Fairfield Ludlow, had an outstanding game versus New Canaan. Kate dropped in 7 buckets for 18 points, of which 4 were 3-pointers. Weston Ahern scored 26 points for her school, which is Ansonia, in their victory over Oxford. Maura Bossy dropped in 32 points in Laurelton's defeat over Jonathan Law. And Alana Philpotts of Hamden High School put in her 1,000th point in a game against Sheehan. Congratulations, Alana, on reaching such a great milestone.
Yeah, that's huge. Congrats.
1,000 points, absolutely. Some athletes of the week per game time are Maura Bossy of Laurelton Hall, Kayla Dingle of Whitney Tech, and McCaffrey Tuttle, the Stanford netminder. Getting a toehold on wrestling, a young man from Fairfield Ludlow is senior Donnell Young. Donnell is not only a champion wrestler, where he is the co-captain, but he's also an accomplished cellist at Ludlow's Chamber Orchestra for all his 4 years at Ludlow. Donnell is also an FCAC soccer player who will be attending Wesleyan University in Middletown. Best of luck to Donnell. Being the last week in January, we had reached the halfway mark for both boys and girls basketball. Once again, St. Joe's of Trumbull leads the top of the FCAC in girls basketball. The next closest school is Fairfield Ludlow, who was last year's FCAC champion. They face off tomorrow. In the SEC, we find that Sacred Heart Academy and Hamden are the top spots. In the SWC, it's Newtown and Massac, who have won 9 in a row. On the boys' side in the SEC, it's Notre Dame of West Haven, who possibly could be looking at an undefeated season this year. Then you have West Haven, Wilbur Cross, and Hill House. Over in the FCAC, the top schools to watch are Ridgefield, Stanford, and Fairfield Ward, followed by Trumbull and Danbury. Hey, but don't forget and don't overlook Staples of Westport.
Nice. A lot going on with the hoops.
You got that right. And like I said, it's halfway through, so really it's getting down to crunch time, Kevin.
Nice. I got to get a quick prediction. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, boy, you're kidding me.
Niners or Chiefs?
I'm going with Kansas City all the way.
Okay.
Not because of Taylor Swift.
All right, Vin, thank you so much. The Ump, Vin Cerullo. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, looking forward to it. Kevin, Jenna, good seeing you guys again. Take care, everybody.
See you later.